Today is the first Sunday of Lent. Last Wednesday, we started a 40-day journey with Christ, which will culminate in with his suffering and death and resurrection. It is good that the readings of this Mass deal with temptations, a warning of what to expect during this 40 days journey. Be prepared to face temptations on this journey. On Ash Wednesday, the Lord used the mouth of Prophet Joel to issue a call to repentance when he said, "Even now, says the Lord, return to me with your whole heart, with fasting and weeping and mourning. Rend your hearts, not your garments, and return to the Lord your God." Joel 2, 12 to 13. During this 40 days journey, we shall encounter oppositions from the evil one, who is always busy trying to win souls for himself. In the first reading, the serpent went to have a conversation with Eve. He had an ulterior motive. He succeeded in deceiving Eve, but in his attempt with Jesus in the gospel, he failed. When you examine the temptations, you see a familiar pattern. He begins as a friend, uses things very familiar and readily available. The first reading describes him as the most cunning of all the animals that the Lord God had made. He knew how to present his arguments before the woman. The woman saw that the tree was good for food, pleasing to the eyes, and desirable for gaining wisdom. Temptations come in familiar shapes and colors. Satan will always use something exciting to lure people, something you most likely will not be able to resist if your resolve is not very strong. The gospel of today, presenting the temptation of Jesus, is indirectly showing us that no one is above temptation. In the first temptation we heard today in the book of Genesis, it was lack of self-control that led to the fall. Out of selfishness, the man preferred himself to God, thereby committing sin. This is what the Catechism of Catholic Church says, that in sin, man preferred himself to God, and by that act scorned him. Catechism of the Catholic Church, 397. The devil is very cunning, as the reading states. He presents something that will lure you. He still uses same tactics today: pleasure, wealth, and ego. When he tried that with Jesus, as we heard in the gospel, he failed. It must be noted here that the snake in the first reading represents the temptation to break away from God. The temptation begins when a false idea of God enters the mind of a person, just as a snake secretly creeps into a place. It doesn't make noise. Nobody sees it, but it is very dangerous and can kill. When he notices that you are desperate, he comes in with some friendly advice and lures you into doing something that may lead you to disobey God, as he did with her first parents. The temptation we heard in the first reading exposes one thing: the tempter is out to lead people to disobey God. He is out to plant seeds of doubt in the minds of God's children. In the reading, he told Eve, "You certainly will not die. No, God knows well that the moment you eat it, your eyes will be opened, and you will be like God, knowing good and bad. This is the devil presenting God as a liar and a deceiver, when he himself is the liar and the deceiver. He has a lot of disciples today roaming the earth who come out to let you believe that those teachings that you've been holding on to since your childhood are false. They try to let you see things from the perspective of their new teachings. Those doctrines you learned in your early catechism classes have now become questionable in your mind because someone is poisoning your mind with strange teachings. This is the handiwork of the devil, of the evil one. As we have started our 40 days of fasting and prayers, the evil one will creep in with some bad thoughts and feelings. The book of Ecclesiasticus warns us, "My son, if you come forward to serve the Lord, prepare yourself for temptations." Ecclesiasticus 2, verse 1. As we try to run away from sin and be at peace with God during this Lenten season, the evil one is not happy and will do everything possible to distract us. Sometimes he can use a close friend to reach you if he fails to reach you directly. Be prepared and alert, for the fight is not physical. St. Peter tells us, "Be calm, but vigilant. Your opponent, the devil, is prowling around like a roaring lion, looking for someone to devour. Resist him, steadfast in faith, knowing that your fellow believers throughout the world undergo the same suffering." 1 Peter 5, 8 to 9. Hold on to your faith and keep moving, so that at the resurrection of Christ on Easter Sunday, you will rejoice at the victory. Do not be discouraged when trials come as we journey on these 40 days. Just be prayerful and be calm. St. James says, "So submit yourselves to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Draw nearer to God, and he will draw nearer to you." James chapter 4, verses 7 to 8. Finally, here is what St. Augustine says about this temptation of Jesus. "Do you think only of Christ's temptation and fail to think of his victory? See yourself as tempted in him, and see yourself as victorious in him." He could have kept the devil from himself, but if he were not tempted, he could not teach you how to triumph over temptation.